Blog Talk Radio.
It's the V-Spot with your host, Dr. Frank Bader. I'm Neil Utron Foster. V-Spot Radio is brought to you by Granite Frank Bader Blog Network. Get everything you need and a few things you truly not want.
I went to the merchandise
stand, get Nolan a T-shirt.
And what did you get?
I got the Santino Cobra puppet.
Now, Dad, would you care to explain exactly this character that you created with the puppet?
I just put it on my hand, and I talk in a Spanish accent, demanding kisses.
Why don't you give a little bit of the snake?
Do what now?
Give a little bit of the Cobra.
Well, he's not in the room right now.
We'll bring him in.
Okay, hold on. It's like, Neil. Neil. Neil.
Yes?
Give me a key.
Not on the radio.
Yes, a key in front of the world. So I got that, and apparently I take the Cobra with me now to stores and stuff, and I just talk to people, and it's very unsettling to adults, and children love it. I got Dylan a CM Punk shirt, which, and I went ahead and got him a small adult, because at the rate he's growing.
He'll grow into it. He'll probably grow into it and grow into it in about a month.
I got Connor the John Cena foam finger.
Are you sure it's the foam finger? It's not just the big palm hand so you can just do the you can't see me in front of you?
Yeah, that's what it is.
It's not exactly a foam finger. It's just a foam hand.
Foam finger's kind of just a default term for, you know, anything made of foam. Like, I remember back, Steve also had a foam bird finger.
Back when they could just show that on TV.
Yeah, so anyway, the line was, they didn't have the line organized at all. It was more of a trawl. You know, people trying to squeeze in. The thing about it is, I'm a big guy, and I could probably force my way in, but I'm too damn polite. So I was going, excuse me, I think it was my turn.
He's a little telecaster point of view, just to go through. Freedom.
Yeah, that's what I was doing when I was getting out of the line. For some reason, I'm getting out of the line, I'll be more pushy than if I'm going in. Anyway, what I should be doing is, don't move, dirtbag! It was a good show, mostly. The first match was Santino and R-Truth taking on the Colognes. And seeing Rosa Mendez in person was a pretty amazing experience, just know something that hot actually exists. It's not just a TV show.
Wait, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Actually, you know what you should do? Oh, so that's why people get 3D TVs.
Yeah. I mean, even where I was at, I had a good seat, because even though it was up in the stands and I had to deal with my acrophobia, so I'm pretty cool once I'm actually sitting. It doesn't the heights don't bother me once I'm actually still.
Yeah, well, it's a very thin teetering arch steps all the way to tiny seats with no leg room.
Yeah, it's unbelievable that they built it like this. Were people just tiny back in the '60s?
Probably.
Like, were people just 4 foot tall back in the '40s?
No.
I'm as tall as I ever was. It was a good match, though. The Colognes are a really good tag team, but still they don't really have tag teams now. And I remember R-Truth said, my partner Kofi Kingston couldn't make it here, and I was all, no, no.
No, please. Why would we do whatever would we do without him? No.
And then I found out Mark Henry wasn't there, so that showed me. And then they shoved out Tyson Kidd and JTG, and I felt bad for Tyson because they just kind of died out there. It was the type of match that's insulting because you feel like they're trying to force you to go take his piss. Like they're saying, go buy popcorn, go buy merchandise.
Like, even the house shows, no one cares about, they don't get any, the job don't do anything.
Well, no, they got a match. They had a full match, and Tyson actually got a big pop for his finisher, which was it's a sharpshooter triangle choke. It's amazing how the sharpshooter stayed such an overhold, even though Brett was in Never Mention Land for a lot of years.
Yeah,
it's a sharpshooter.
I'm just calling there.
sharpshooter. But when Tyson got the sharpshooter position, people kind of woke up. Then Funkasaurus came out. Brodus Clay and Jack Swagger. He had Hornswoggle with
him. Those are some good names.
What's that?
Those are some good names. Jack Swagger, Brutus Clay.
Brodus.
Oh, Brutus. I don't know. Brutus Clay sounds a little better.
Yeah, that's a pretty good name, too. Hornswoggle came out, and from far away, it looked like Connor, my 3-year-old nephew. It was a pretty good match. It was a long
you just say that. We'll let this kid out on stage. Oh, it's how nice to get the Make-A-Wish Foundation in here.
Yeah, actually, a baby did turn up during the match. A baby came backstage. We don't know who it belonged to. We assume it belonged to one of the workers, the people that worked in for the Von Braun Soup Center, because the baby came out wandering, and everybody got distracted by it because it was like a baby in school or a dog. Hey, a baby! And it's toddling to the ring, and the wrestlers try not to notice. And the mom came out and grabbed it, and then you see it wandering out, and I was like, there's that kid again!
Oh, too bad it wasn't on TV. This would have been the highlight.
Like the time a mouse turned up on Raw. Just ran across the trail ramp. No, nobody drew attention to it. It's like somebody just noticed, they said, is that a mouse? And it's on YouTube.
That mouse got the pinfall and became the hardcore champion for 4 months.
Until he had an unfortunate meeting with Big Daddy B. Actually, I think Big Daddy B looks like stop! Later, you send him washing his boots with a water hose.
Yeah. The boot.
Okay, Brodus and Swagger had a pretty good match. The only thing with Jack Swagger is he's a big dude. He's like 6'5", 270 pounds. I wish he would decide what type of wrestler he is. Either he's a power wrestler or he's a chicken shit, but he can't seem to pick one. He's kind of a next generation Mike Rotunda.
Okay.
In the sense that he can be very good or he can be very, very boring if you don't want to watch him. Honestly, I kind of prefer an out-and-out bad wrestler to that. But it ended up being a good match. The match ended, and they had a big dance-off in the ring, and they let kids in from ringside, and for the first time, Dolan had seething resentment for other children.
Good for you. Good for you, Dolan. I was twice your age before I learned that.
Yeah. No. Anyway, it's like, how do you like to close those funkadactyls? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm talking two scoops.
And that's how Victor got cordially taken out of Von Braun Civic Center.
Yeah. I've been kicked out by better people than you.
Totally.
So anyway,
totally worth it.
I've
got a couple of security guards taken with me.
The old bag maces me. I'm fooling around on the ground, but you know what? I clipped her a good one in the teeth. She's gonna be coming to dinner tonight. That was very good, children. That was Al telling a story about the shoe store once. Because he made fun of a woman wearing a blossom hat.
I like the fact they specifically called it a blossom hat from the show.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, this was like 94.
And blossom was all the rage.
I told
blossom
you about the prank.
All the rage.
Kinda. It was. It's what the hat became known as. I think they're technically sun hats.
I don't think.
You're
no, I thought sun hats don't actually have a brim that you can kind of pull up. I don't know.
Your nephew has one on.
Tell him that bit where you said where he was in the back seat and you were just kind of reaching back and you were wondering what it looked like from a kid's point of view.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, in my exciting life, and also because I spent too much money last week, so I'm trying to make as much cash as I can, I finally take my aluminum cans to recycling. I went with Neil's mom because they have because she had a truck and Gavin's in the back seat. And I'd reach my hand back there to play with him because I feel bad about being stuck there. Then I thought, how scary does that look to see a giant hand sweeping down, going, "Wallmaster!"
Oh yeah, he's like 9 months, and the thing and the hand is like twice the size of his head.
Yeah, it's like I could palm his face. Neil, I told you about the prank I tried to pull on you at the wrestling show.
How's it working? Basically, do you have to use your phone?
You could text to WWE, and they would put your message up on the Titantron, I assume with some type of vetting process.
Yeah.
You know, to make sure you're not saying penis, 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 like I wanted to originally. Well, I decided, no, this would be any better, so I wrote, Neil Foster loves, and I put L-O-O-O-V-E, then I did a winky smiley face. And when it came up on the Titantron, I was going to take a picture of it and then put it on Facebook. But unfortunately, either it didn't get in time or they thought it was homosexual or something because they didn't put it up.
Also, it's very gross. It's a very big falsehood. I like the Miz.
Before the show,
we just lost our last listener.
Wait. They think we're slamming the Miz. Swing back. Before the show, they said, what do you want to hear during the intermission? Do you want to hear Invincible by Flo Rida or something else by another person? I said, is there an option 3 where I cut my ears off?
At least they played music. Remember TNA, they just kind of like just sat there and were just like generic, you know, raw. And like,
Yeah, it's amazing how much a Raw house show blew away a TNA an Impact TV taping.
Oh yeah, I never told you. I think I told you, but it's just the fact when Matt Hardy just kind of showed up at TNA after his whole deal with drugs. Like he tossed out his shirt to the audience, and I was sitting up in the high end nosebleed bleachers, and one of the guys next to me basically said, "I was like, careful kid, you get a contact high off that shirt."
Are you kidding? It'll be they'll have to quarantine the building. I actually saw Jeff Hardy on his face.
It's seeping through his hands like an urban legend.
I actually saw Jeff Hardy under the stage before the show started.
Oops.
I was trying. Now, mind you, TNA had Sting. WWE didn't have anything like that. You know, or Sting hulking up. So, you know, they had that, but after the intermission, John Cena took a Lord Tenzai, and I'll tell you, when John Cena's music came on, people lost their shit. Like, I mean, that entire building went crazy. And Cena and Tenzai actually had a great match. It was as good as the first Umaga match that Cena had on pay-per-view. And Cena was still selling the arm from the pay-per-view. It was like bandaged from his shoulder down to his wrist.
Speaking of pay-per-views, we haven't said them on the podcast, have we? Dream fight that I found online.
Which one is this?
Oh, it's the one that's like, who would win in the fight? Batman versus The Undertaker and the stipulations that someone put on it.
I think we talked about that, didn't we?
Didn't we?
I thought we talked about it on that Saturday podcast.
I don't remember.
We decided to be at WrestleMania. If it's an official match, The Undertaker would win, but we had the stipulation that the Joker has an orphanage set to a bomb, and only Batman knows about it. My friend said that basically Batman and Undertaker would fight, just fight all out, basically giving Robin and Kenny time to disarm the bomb. And I honestly want to do a Undertaker-Batman crossover now.
When it ended with Batman throwing the fight so Undertaker would win because he knows that the world needs heroes. But Batman, aren't you? Shut up.
I don't know what you're trying to apply about pro wrestling, Neil.
Well, Batman threw the fight.
But anyway, if it's a match, he couldn't win. Undertaker's become supernatural at WrestleMania. I actually did this match on Fire Pro yesterday.
Yeah. Ratman versus What do they call Undertaker on Fire Pro?
Deathhead, the Cremator.
Deathhead versus Ratman.
Rat Tight.
Uh-oh.
Okay, now, you know, and CM Punk had a pretty good match with Dolph Ziggler, but I was burned out. CM Punk was over, too. I mean, he was really over. Dylan got mad at me because I was trolling him about CM Punk. Another night when Lord Tenzai pinned Punk on Raw, I started laughing and Dylan was mad at me, so I have made a promise to lay off CM Punk for a while. Now, there was another big thing last weekend. The motherfucking Avengers. Now, I told myself I was going to go to Avengers right away, but when I saw that, something told me I needed to go. So I said, fuck it, and I went on Sunday afternoon, and luckily I got it for $5.
Oh, yeah, it happened Sunday afternoon because you couldn't get it for the last 2 days.
Yeah,
you tried to drive to matinee, tried to go to matinee on Saturday, line out the door. I mean, we got the guys with the pink popped up collars in the back and the white hats. We're doomed.
Yeah, I said, fuck that, and I went home. Well, Sunday, me and my brother-in-law went with Dylan. And we told Connor we were going to the dollar store.
In the dollar store for like 3 hours.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take him to golf or I'm going to have to take him to putt-putt or something. He wants to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Aww.
Well, we get there and there's still a line, but we're like, fuck it, we're just going to have to tough it out. So we get in and, okay, you know, people always complain about cell phones and babies and people talking in movies.
Yep.
Yeah, we've never really run into that.
Yeah, ran into this movie. Well, the thing is, we generally go to the times of the movies where there's not a group of people, so you don't have that percentage of people who don't follow these rules.
Okay, first I go into theater, it's pitch black. I can't even find a seat, you know, and there's so many people in the theater, it's changed my sit on somebody, you know. Then I remember I had a flashlight in my pocket. You know, but I get there, and I'm thinking, you know, a good cure for keeping it that dark would be somebody tripping, breaking their leg and suing the theater. Oh, hold on 1 second here. Got that stupid ding-ding sound on my phone. Hold on, Neil. Entertain the crowd with your...
Well, I know the Huntsville one keeps things pretty bright before the movie shows up, and I think they still have... they have it so they actually have, like, backlighting that doesn't actually obstruct the actual viewing screen, but it's not the fancy... that's actually not even the fancy movie theaters. That's like their Hollywood 18 or so that has the... Part because we're kind of stuck with the old Podunk ones that haven't been updated in about... when was Carmike built?
That's probably from like the 70s, right? I don't know. It's old as hell.
It's old. They haven't changed that building since we were growing up. The only ones that changed that they closed down the Dollar Theater. They used that it's in the mini mall, and they're trying to close down the Regal that's behind the mall so they can put it inside the mall and actually update it. Since no one goes to that one since it's crap. But that one was at least built in, like, 1991.
Maybe a little later.
Whichever, but that's about as all we got.
Okay, so anyway, you get to the trailers. You know, does Universal have a Springtime for Hitler thing going on?
Which one was this?
Battleship. I don't think it's a terrible idea to make a Battleship movie, but when you're trying to do it as a big summer blockbuster competing with an Avengers, a fourth Spider-Man movie, and a Batman movie, how is that going to work?
I remember someone said Hasbro and Michael Bay type of movie seemed to work with Transformers. Probably another Hasbro license, this being Battleship, and trying to make it a Michael Bay out, like the Battleship's trying to be, would probably work. And I don't. When's it coming out anyway?
It's coming out soon. The thing about Transformers is, I honestly don't think it got by on the name. And it just rode a wave of nostalgia into being popular.
I'm trying to think how many people actually fully like it 100% without any nagging details. It seems to be a lot of those movies that everyone saw, but basically, kind of people look back, it's like, man, that was kind of stupid.
I didn't have any interest seeing it. It had Shia LaBeouf, and even then, I did not want to watch anything with him. In fact, he was in one of the trailers.
Well, I remember
where he's playing a
moose. I only saw the first movie, and that's with the riff tracks, and even then, it was hard to sit through. So, Peter Cullen said, my bad, and now they're trying to hide it from the parents, and they're worried about they think he's masturbating. It's like, I gotta sit it out for like another hour to try to get the courage to watch it again.
Okay, so anyway, though, the Spider-Man 4 trailer, I don't know. The costume wasn't that bad, but it's like, damn, I don't want to watch that. It's just
I heard that they did it on the cheap.
Yeah,
I heard they basically did it just to keep the name.
Yeah, so they keep who at Marvel gave away these perpetual movie rights?
Well, no, basically what it is, it's a type of rights, like, as long as they're still using it, they can still keep it.
I mean, who did that? Damn, the show's almost over. I didn't even get to talk about Avengers. Anyway, it's a great movie. We'll talk more next week after Neil's actually seen the fucking movie.
I want to see that.
Well, we'll be going tomorrow, folks. Believe me. And if he doesn't, then I'll have a new co-host. Hey, did anybody ever call in?
Nope.
All right. Well, anyway, it was a great movie. The thing is, and I'll admit I was wrong, that I didn't like Hulk being a member of Avengers originally. A full-time member, and I was completely wrong about that. Like, on the TV show, that's great. TV show's as good as the movie. I mean, really, people need to check it out because it's great, too. Hulk works so well as the wild card. And Black Widow's great as the useless chick.
Always funny bits we can do with Avengers.
It's just true, though, because, okay, yeah, Cap, he's the leader.
No, so, wait, does that make Thor Frank?
Yes.
do Thor saying Frank, like, bailing him out.
I cannot say this to thee. If I would be bailing you out for eternity. And at the end of the day, they use Thor hammer power.
It's Captain America. Thanks for bailing us out, you old Norse god bitch.
No, it's like, thanks for bailing us out again, you old Asgardian bitch. It was actually paced like a really high-end Sentai movie. Like, as far as the action goes, and my friend Murph, he had a great line. Basically, he said the Hulk was the Zord. And that really is how it ended up working out. Like I said, I'll go into more detail next week. Hopefully, Neil's got his stupid ass down to the theater.
All those people.
Hopefully, it's kind of thinned out a little bit. But again, I don't think they're releasing anything this week.
Well, nothing significant. It's probably going to be another this week. And number one is basically people watching Avengers get, because...
Oh, yeah, somebody left a big tub of popcorn, like, just left in the theater, you know, and I remember I was looking at it saying, it must be real nice to be a millionaire.
Spending $5 of popcorn and only eating, like, a dollar's worth.
And people getting up, keep walking back, and it's like, this goddamn movie is, sit down! You know, because I'm sitting on the other side of the aisle, because that's the only place I can find a seat where I didn't look in the print. Okay, Neil, I guess we're going to be going down. Be sure to go to horsepowerthemovie.blogspot.com. Right now I'm running dual devil loose ends on the weekdays. After that, Horsepower will be back with Kill the Future if Neil can actually finish doing some art for once. All right, and we'll see you next time where we talk about Avengers and wrestling games. Bye-bye.